There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Right, let's talk about startup funding now, because one of the surprising stories of the past week or so was a tech startup in Saudi Arabia raising $18 million in venture capital funding. And from some of the big VC funds that we have over here, Wamda was part of it as well.
And it's so good to see, because I have heard from people that M&A has obviously slowed down. It's very hard to value assets at the moment. Everything's changing so fast. But people are seeing areas of opportunities and areas to invest in.
Well, Phil Bahoshi is the man who knows about this. He is the founder of Magnet. It's a research company that tracks venture capital investment here in the UAE and the wider region. And he joins us now on the line. Morning, Phil.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good. And as Brandy mentioned, we're encouraged that Wamda is still writing checks for tech startups here. Did that surprise you, Phil?
It's surprising to the extent that the sum is so big, but I want to caution the excitement to the fact that we know already deals usually take up 6 months to close. So this would have probably been in the works for a good while. The benefit in this particular case is obviously it's a grocery delivery company, and it's one of the most successful grocery delivery companies in Saudi Arabia. And given the current climate, it's definitely an area of interest for investors, and it was a timely announcement for them to be able to do that. But the truth is that this is probably something that has been going on for quite a while and recently closed.
So it is, just to clarify, it's a company called Nana. Brandy, I know you and Tom covered this on the show, didn't you, last week?
It is. Online grocery platform in Saudi. They're going to use the money in order to expand into other markets and to bring lots of boutique food providers onto the platform as well.
So, Philip, is this just going to be a one-off, or can we expect to see more of these over the coming weeks? I know, for example, you at Magnet, you've been doing some webinars with various tech investors and entrepreneurs to try and figure out what the mood in the camp is.
Absolutely. So we've actually seen a very big slowdown in number of announcements, but there's a couple of things. One is it's not really the time to be making big dollar announcements, given the current economic environment. So we are unlikely to see too many in the immediate future. That doesn't mean that they're not happening. We surveyed all of the investors that are on the Magnet platform, many of whom are saying it's business as usual. But we are also hearing from different startups that people are holding on that investment, holding on the conversations. As you can imagine, investment is a very kind of subjective and emotive exercise. You need to speak to your investors and build a relationship with them. Now that's all being done remotely and online. So while we do believe it is business as usual, we would anticipate that there'll be further delays, and if not, kind of changes in which industries many investors were likely to be investing, different to what it would have been 2 weeks ago, and very different what it will be in a couple of weeks.
This, I guess, if you're a tech entrepreneur, this is a worry, because often you need the cash to fuel your expansion. The business model is typically in the first few years, you don't worry about profitability. It's just scale, yep. It's ramping up, it's top line growth, but you do lose money over the first few years. So you constantly need to get Series A, Series B, Series C to top up the coffers. And if that lifeline, if that flow of money has dried up, are we going to see some tech startups running into problems?
I think the truth of the matter is that all companies are currently struggling, and tech startups very much so, exactly for what you've said. We hosted Sharif Al-Badawi from 500 Startups on the webinar series that we're doing, and we very much asked him, what are the tips that you need to look at as a startup? And the first is you need to do a SWOT analysis. You need to identify what are the challenges that you're going to face in the very near term. As in where you can make any cost savings, especially around marketing and things that are not necessary in the immediate forecast. But I think that also people are in panic mode. We're trying to assess, what do we need to do now? My belief is that new norms will develop in the next couple of weeks. There are opportunities to be had. Some of the most successful founders and historically biggest companies were founded during these crises. But ultimately, companies need to be nimble and able to pivot and change their business models to address the immediate challenge, and hope that if this does get resolved, as the lady from the IMF was saying previously, that you're in a much stronger position coming out of it. But the truth is exactly what you said. If you have a high burn rate and you're burning cash with very limited revenue coming in, there's a very high chance that many of these will struggle to survive.
So you talked about some sectors in particular being flavour of the month. Nana, we just mentioned, is a food delivery business. You don't need to be a tech investor to figure out that that's doing well at the moment. Which are the other industries and sectors that are seeing activity at the moment, as far as you can tell?
So it's interesting. We've been reaching out to multiple kind of founders in different industries. Clearly, health tech and healthcare is something that is in the current state of mind, top people's app buying or usage at the moment to be able to utilize. Delivery companies, not so much all delivery companies, but grocery delivery companies, as well as e-commerce websites that can solve for delivery in this current environment. Clearly, as you had been mentioning on the news, we can't be out and about and we can't be on the road. So companies that can help facilitate for that. But there's also areas of, for instance, if there's going to be high unemployment, companies that can help facilitate the unemployment crisis that may eventually come out, as well as digital IT solutions, the likes of your Slacks, your Zooms, IT communication platforms that can help facilitate during this environment are ones that are definitely hot.
Finally, education. We spoke to one company yesterday. It's a language school here in Dubai, and they had about 300 students on the books. They fly in from around the world to learn English, not Arabic, English, face-to-face. They've had to pivot, and suddenly, over the past 2 weeks, they've become an edutech startup. They're essentially an education technology company now. Are we seeing things like that happening?
Yeah, absolutely. So another one would have been education, with a lot of online education classes coming online. Even when you look at the gym world, a lot of people that are unable to go into the gym that previously would have been visiting are now going on to online. But the truth is, for these to be sustainable in the long term, they need to have a business model that can actually be implemented beyond just the current crisis. And so that's very much how do you pivot to be able to continue growth in the current environment, but make that sustainable in the long run. But definitely education and fitness and healthcare are the ones that are definitely going online.
Well, Phil, I've got a tip for you. I've got a hint. I, as you know, wrote a public speaking book last year and sometimes do public speaking courses, but I'm not at the moment. So I've put my lessons on TikTok. I've got 13 followers. Do you think I'm investable?
I think we can work on your investment. I think it may take a little bit longer. Well, I'll encourage you to come on our webinars and you can learn a few tips from the investors.
Thank you very much. I will do that. Phil, always great talking to you. Appreciate you joining us today. That is Philip Bohoshi. He is the founder and chief executive of Magnet, which is a research company that tracks technology investments.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.